This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
For our size, we humans have the biggest brains in the animal kingdom. But physically, we appear pretty mediocre. Now, surprisingly, it turns out that your average fit human can outrun a deer. And in fact, a theory claims that we humans evolved the ability to be good endurance runners so we could chase animals for hours, run them to a standstill, and kill them. The theory continues that their high-density protein and energy helped our brains evolve bigger and bigger. Now, back in 1978, Michael Baugman wrote an article in Sports Illustrated about how he outran a deer. Now, the deer is more of a sprinter than a marathon runner. On a warmish day, around 27 degrees C, it took him about 4 hours to run down the deer over a distance of 24 kilometres across the open rangelands and orchards near his home. He got to within a few metres of the exhausted animal, talking quietly and soothingly, and then touched the deer's sweaty flank. Unlike our primeval ancestors, he let the deer escape. Michael could run down the deer just like his Indian Mohawk ancestors did, not just because he could run a marathon in under 3 hours, no. There was also some basic biomechanical physiology involved. So let me introduce you to COT, the metabolic cost of transport. It's how much oxygen that you have to breathe so that you can shift a kilogram of your body weight a distance of 1 kilometre. For most animals, it's a U-shaped curve, and the bottom of the U is where you use the least amount of energy. A horse has 3 of these U-shaped overlapping curves. For walking, the most efficient speed is around 4 kilometres per hour, for trotting it's around 11, and galloping is most efficient at around 23 kilometres per hour. And the horse will transition from walking to trotting to galloping at the points where these curves cross over. For humans, the most efficient walking speed is around 5.5 kilometres per hour. And for speeds both slower and faster than 5.5 kilometres per hour, we burn up more oxygen and energy to shift our weight over a given distance. But as our walking speed gets to around 8.3 kilometres per hour, we reach the point where the cost of transport curves for walking and running cross over. Above 8.3 kilometres per hour, we actually burn less energy and oxygen by running instead of walking. The act of running uses what the physicists call a mass spring mechanism. Various tendons and ligaments in our legs act as springs to capture and store the elastic strain energy as our legs hit the ground. They then release this energy through recoil when we push off onto the next step. How did we get to be such efficient long-distance runners? It seems that the long process of evolution began with our ancient primate ancestors. We have found strong hints of these evolutionary changes in Homo habilis, some 2.6 million years ago, and in Homo erectus, 1.8 million years ago. Endurance running posed 4 major demands on our evolving bodies. Energetics, strength, stabilization, and thermoregulation. Now, one issue in energetics is the mass spring mechanism, and the main springs are the Achilles tendon and the longitudinal arch of the foot. And in fact, the arch of the foot, just by itself, returns about 17% of the energy captured in each step when we are running. The second factor needed for endurance running is the skeleton strengthened in a few critical areas. These include a shorter neck on the femur where it slots into the hip joint. This means that it doesn't bend so much when our foot slams into the ground. Now, as compared to a four-legged animal, the act of running for a two-legged animal is inherently unstable. The leg that is in contact with the ground generates enormous twisting forces as it pushes off. So we evolved features to enhance the stabilization of our trunk, such as greatly enlarged muscles on the buttocks and on the spine. There are also changes in the neck and skull to enhance stabilization of the head while we run. And finally, we humans have a heat advantage over all of the other primates and most of the quadrupeds. We have a superior ability to get rid of the excess metabolic heat generated by running. We have less body hair, vastly increased numbers of sweat glands, and a narrow, long body to radiate away the heat. Our very efficient mouth breathing gives us both higher airflow rates with lower muscular effort, as well as another way to dump excess heat. Now, the theory is that we evolved endurance running to push our prey to exhaustion and then kill and eat them. These days, the furthest that we have to chase our prey is the few steps to the fridge. So if we had to resort to running down a deer to get our evening meal, most of us would run into trouble.
What does it mean? Why is it so?